This Week in Wealth is powered by Alpha Wealth Group. If you're serious about retirement and have saved $250,000 or more, call Alpha Wealth Group's Tom Fortino now, 630-934-1855 or alphawealthgroup.com. Alpha Wealth Group, retirement made simple.
This episode of This Week in Wealth is sponsored by Alpha Wealth Group. Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. WGN Radio and RWA are not affiliated. Here's WGN Radio's Elise Glink and Alpha Wealth Group's Tom Fortino.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to This Week in Wealth. I'm Elise Glink. I'm the CEO of Best Money Moves, my financial wellness technology company.
And I'm Tom Fortino, the founder and principal of the Alpha Wealth Group right here in the Chicagoland area.
So, Tom, it's our last show of the year. I cannot believe we're finally at Christmas week, huh?
You know, it always happens every year. Just the year flies by, and we always say, gosh, this year flew by. I think we're probably going to say the same thing next year, and that's life, I guess.
That's life. Well, there are some big changes afoot. I want to mention that starting January 1st, next Sunday, This Week in Wealth is expanding to a full hour. We've been hearing you, and you guys have all been universally saying, let's expand this thing. And we're also moving back a half an hour from 7 a.m. To 7 a.m. from 6:30. So we'll be on from 7 to 8. And if you're listening to us via the internet from everywhere in the world, which I'm sure you are, welcome. And it's now a little bit later. So, Tom, you get to sleep in.
Yeah, well, usually I'm up. I have to admit, I'm usually up early anyway. So I'm probably still going to be up early.
So here's the thing. I wanted to start off talking about what our plans are for Christmas. So, you know, do you get up early for Christmas? What are your plans for the holiday week?
Well, it's, you know, for those people that most people have split families or whatever, I'm originally from Michigan. So let me just clarify, not the west side. Anytime I mention that in Illinois, it's like, oh, yeah, I'm very familiar with Grand Haven and South Haven. And no, I know that's, I don't know what to call it. It's
southwestern. It's southwestern Michigan. It's blueberries. It's, you know, summer.
And I think half of the population there is from Illinois. So,
yeah.
I'm on the whole other side, north of Detroit, and that's where I grew up, and unfortunately I'm a Detroit Lions
fan. That very quietly.
Yeah.
You just kind of slid that in there.
So
all the Bears fans are going to be like, really, really? I should turn this off right now? No,
I don't know. I call the Bears Detroit Light, you know, in some cases Lions Light, I should say. But no, I just head back there for one night and head back here. But we do the, you know, like most people, you have traditions. I'm sure you do, Elise. You know, I'm, of course, last name's Fortino, so I'm Italian. We do the seven fishes on Christmas Eve, and then I'm actually driving back here on Christmas morning.
All right, so I have another friend who's Italian, and he's flying back to his family in the East for his huge seven fishes Christmas. They do it on Christmas Day, dinner, and he was describing some of the meals to me, and I thought, wow, that sounds good. How do I get an invitation to that? He's like, we've got, you know, the pasta del mar, you know, with all the different seafood in it. He said his mom and his aunt have been cooking for, you know, they've already started. Is that how it is in your house?
Yeah, I used to. It's actually, they call it bacala, but it's cod. You know, that's one of them. There's many different ones, but that's the best. I used to have to hide my clothes when I was in high school and junior high because the whole house, you know, would smell of fish, and I just my claws, everything, it permeated the house. But no, it's delicious. There's a lot of good, and of course with Chicago, there's so many great Italian places.
Yeah,
that have these dishes too. So you can't beat it. If there's one thing the Italians know, it's like a Clubber, or not Clubber Lang, Apollo Creed said about Rocky. I don't know if he can fight, but I know he can cook.
So we celebrate Hanukkah and Christmas. Hanukkah with my family, so that's what we're doing on the 23rd. This year, Hanukkah and Christmas overlap. And we're bringing the latkes. My sister's making brisket, and we're very excited. So it's kind of a nice thing, a lot of food.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll get
tradition.
To the gym. Tradition, which
for
is
all.
Which is nice, I think.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. It's for everybody. I mean, it's a great time for a lot of people because I think that's a common thread. You see family, but there's those traditions that you get to do every year.
Well, we've talked over the last couple of shows. Now, this has been just an extraordinary year of money. I, in fact, in all these years that I've covered, you know, journalism, financial journalism, and what's been going on in real estate, I just can't remember a year when so many things had never happened before. But I think let's just start with interest rates, which had the single fastest rise ever, the highest they've been in 15, 18 years or something like that. Higher interest rates coming down the pike, more expensive to buy a house, carry debt. But, you know, on the other hand, if you're a saver, it's kind of nice to get some passive income for a change, right?
Yeah, I think there's been distortions in this market. We've had, I mean, a number of rates. There were four in a row at 75 basis point or 0.75. But prior to that, there were two others and then the 50. You know, we just added on. But I think the good part of this is we're getting to some normalcy. I mean, savers, people that were retired were punished, quite frankly. That's my opinion. And it was kind of disheartening for people that had saved. They just want to get a little interest on their money. Now that opportunity is there. And we've talked about this, Elise, a number of times, where now maybe you can get some interest. Look, and try to minimize risk. Maybe even get some level of principal protection. You know, brokered CDs getting 4% potentially. There's other, you know, fixed products out there that will give you some interest rate and, again, protect the money. And so I think that's nice for people that are savers, at least on a portion of their money, where now they can actually get some interest and yield on it. And so that's what I would tell some people out there. On your fixed piece, start taking a look. Take advantage. You don't have to park it in a bank account anymore and get a half a percent or a percent. You know, talk to if you're working with someone and try to get some yield.
Yeah, I think there is a yield to get. And certainly we talked a lot this year about I-bonds, which, even though they've come down a bit, are still phenomenally helpful. And they're paying really, really well. I think they've dropped to, what, 6.9-something percent? Something around there. You know, and they were over 8%. But the thing that you have to pay attention to is the fixed portion. So when they were higher, there was no fixed portion. Now it's a 0.4% fixed portion. And what's amazing about that is it'll follow you through no matter where interest rates go. You know, if you bought in that tranche, you get that 0.4% on top of whatever the interest rate is going forward. Isn't that right?
Yeah, and the thing about it is there's no, just like with your equity side or your stock side, there's no one perfect piece. You know, you want to own value, you want to own growth. You know, there's things that you would combine. You maybe have some small cap in there. Same thing with fixed, right? You may have some I bonds. You're limited to what you can put in. So that could be a small piece of it. But you know you're not going to lose on it. It's principal protected and say, okay, I'm going to use that. But then I'm also going to maybe buy some two-year treasuries. You know, those are getting over 4% right now. I could buy some brokered CDs. They're 6 months and 1 year. And then you may still own the traditional bonds that are in a bond portfolio or a bond exchange-traded fund. But this is how, you know, you create that piece of that portion of your portfolio that you don't want to take as much risk on.
No, absolutely. Listen, we're going to take a short break. If you want to ask us a question, talk with Tom, 630-934-1855, or you can always go to alphawealthgroup.com. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment with more of This Week in Wealth on 720 WGN. Hey, welcome back, everybody. I'm Elise Glink here with Tom Fortino on This Week in Wealth. We're here with our last show of 2022, and starting next week, This Week in Wealth is expanding to a full hour. We are moving to 7 a.m. from 6:30, so you get to sleep in just a little bit more, pour yourself a second cup of coffee, and join us. And we hope you do. So, Tom, this has been like such an incredibly crazy wild ride for the stock market this year. When I look back over the year, I'm like, well, we've been up, we've been down. Some of it is now, you know, like I think it's the Dow is only down, I don't know, 7-9% right now. But we've got NASDAQ down still like 30%. Everybody's, you know, really of a mixed mind. I would say there's no, everybody seems to feel like we're heading for a recession, and yet nobody's sure, like, is it going to be a bad recession, a good recession? Not that you can ever have a good recession. But anyway, one person we found, one investor, is actually saying that we're going to end up with the Dow at maybe 40,000 in the next 12 to 18 months. And that reminded me, and I can't think of his name, maybe you can, of the guy like 30 years ago who said one day the Dow would be at 30,000, and this was right after The market crashed in 1987.
You think it, I believe, Harry Dent.
Right. Is that who it was?
I'm pretty sure. He had Dent demographics. He did all these demographics where he took the population of ages and then kind of, anyway.
I couldn't believe at the time we would ever have a Dow 30,000. Now we're at a Dow, you know, like this guy's like, it's going to be 40,000 and we're darn close. We were down close to it. And he thinks that there's just a lot of noise out there. And I'm kind of wondering, you know, as you think back over the year that you have calmed down, I'm sure, more than one of your clients who's called you when the market was up, happy when it was down, not so happy. You know, when you look back, what do you think? What have you said to your clients about the stock market? And what do you think about this guy? Is he just more noise saying we're going to be at 40,000?
Well, you know, it's interesting. You know, first of all, let's put that in perspective. That's about a 16 to 17% increase from now. So, I mean, again, let's put it in perspective. That's not some outrageous number. I know it sounds like a big number, and it is, you know, the Dow 40,000. But again, that's not outrageous. But the thing about it is a lot of these people, if you turn on the TV and you look at CNBC or Fox Business or any of these places, Bloomberg, you'll see someone talking in the middle about it. They'll have an expert on either side. They'll have a ticker going at the bottom, and they have all these things. You know, I mean, it's kind of a blessing and a curse. We just get all this information. We get all these opinions. And, boy, it can be really difficult to make decisions. Like, okay, what's really going to happen? And nobody knows is the actual answer. So when you look at the market, it's always probabilities. It's always, you know, you buy a stock, you sell a stock. And, you know, both people do that, and they both, we've said this before at least, they both think they're geniuses. One's buying it, one's selling it, right?
Yeah.
So I would just say it always comes back to being consistent, having a plan, and knowing what makes sense for you. Just a recent article I saw, I know we've talked about this too before, the Wall Street Journal, the 60-40, the 4% rule. The 4% rule may be back. I don't know if you saw that article.
You know what I did? So we should explain what that is. It's literally your ability to withdraw 4% of your retirement cash and not run out of money. And earlier this year, Morningstar, this was also a really big story, Morningstar came out and said they had new data that really you should only withdraw 3%, not 4%. And that was when the market was down. It had taken a really big dive. I think it was June or July. That's when they came out with their research. And now, because the market then went up, I guess, and interest rates have gone up, now they're saying it's back to just about 4%.
Just under. But I guess the point I'm making is, you know, we've seen the numbers too, how the average investor underperforms because emotions get in the way. And it's tough. I'm not here to tell you, you're not going to be emotional about your money. But you look at staying consistent to say, look, I'm going to have the 60-40 portfolio or 50-50, 50% stocks, 50% bonds, back to that rule, at least. If you take out 3.5 to 4% a year, there's almost been no 30-year period where someone has run out of money over 30 years. Almost never. So again,
almost.
Well,
you keep saying almost.
Well, they even looked at 1968 was one of the worst years because if you remember into the 70s, you know, the terrible inflation, terrible stock market performance, and the individual who still was pulling that off had made it. So that's why I say have a plan. Say I'm going to try to stick to it. You know, hear these things that like this gentleman said, Hennessy said about the market doing this and the market doing that. You just got to be careful and say, take everything with a grain of salt, but say, this is my plan. I'm comfortable with it. Understand your plan and then try to stick to it as best as possible. That's how you're going to be successful, I believe, in this market or in your retirement.
Yeah, I have to say, you know, it's boring, actually, to just stick to your plan. I think people... No, I do. I mean, it's like a workout routine, right? If you go to a class, they're constantly changing up all the stuff that you do so you don't get bored and you wander away. And yet, when it comes to money, the smartest thing you can do is be pretty plain vanilla about it. You know, index funds are cheap, easy to be diversified, and you can kind of forget it because they auto-balance, you know, as you go along. Yep. And I think that people have trouble being boring. I think it doesn't give them anything to brag about. You know, I have a number of people in my life who were bragging about their early investments for Tesla and how they'd be retired today with millions of dollars if only they hadn't sold it, right? Or traded it. And now Tesla's gone down, and it's just like Facebook's has gone down. And, you know, there are things you should sell sometimes. You know, you should, but that's a plan. Like my grandfather's plan was sell half when it doubles.
Sure.
You keep some skin in the game, you take some money off the table, and you move on. And you know what? For a guy who never earned that much in his life, he left a very substantial portfolio to my mother and my uncle of quality stocks and money, cash, you know, because
yeah.
he just didn't ever have to be the biggest winner in the room.
Yeah, it's and that's what I kind of, the other term I guess you use is have discipline in what you do. And so that's why this is so important. Learn as much as you can. Understand. Hopefully, you know, you someone's helping you or you have a good understanding of what you're doing. And, you know, you can have some fun. Look, if you want to take 5% of your portfolio or three, whatever the number is, and buy some individual stocks, we've talked about this many times. I think that's good. And I think it's healthy. And I think it can help you get more engaged in what's going on. And so I would say always suggest that, you know, there's opportunities now to buy some stocks that are down. And then you can track those, but that should not be the core portfolio. That can be these other holdings. So there's opportunities to do that too. It doesn't have to always be totally boring, but that's one of the takeaways. Try to have a plan, stick to it, and be disciplined in your approach.
Yeah, and I have to say one of my favorite shows of the year, and we got a lot of feedback on this one, was the Missing Money Show, where we talked, and you love my Missing Money stories. I mean, I don't know if you love them or you're shocked by them, but anyway, you're very polite about it. But the, you know, people have emailed me throughout the year saying, what was that website again where I can go and see if I've lost money along the way? It's missingmoney.org. It is put together, that website, by the National Association of State Treasurers.
Mm-hmm.
The reason they do it, of course, is because when you leave money in an account so long and you don't connect with it, they are required, banks, financial services companies are required to turn that over to the state where you can then reclaim it. And you don't need to pay anybody to do it. You can do it yourself. Missingmoney.org. And I'm hoping that everybody has a, you know, a windfall this year.
Yes. There's, you know, that all gets back to, we've talked about so many times, Elise, about being organized.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you uncover these things. When I send out information, most of the time I try to send out these organizers, because I always say invariably, you're going to go through this and you're going to find out, you're going to find something you totally forgot about. You're going to uncover something you were not aware of. But more than that, you can sit back and have a snapshot of everything right in front of you. And then you can make good decisions. So that's so important. Financial organization may be one of the biggest obstacles, you know, to being as successful as you can in your retirement planning.
Yeah, no, it's super, super important. Well, Tom, I'm excited to get to spend a whole hour with you next week on January 1st. We'll be kicking off the new year, starting at 7 a.m., not 6:30, here on WGN. And Tom, I just want to wish you, you know, a very Merry Christmas. I hope this is a wonderful 2023 for you.
Thank you. Thank you. The same to you, too. It's been terrific. I think, you know, this has been great that we can be helpful to people, and then we can, you know, we can help each other. I guess we complement each other. How about that?
And we'll be doing it for twice as long next year. So that is it for everybody. Just again, happy holidays to you, whatever you celebrate, however you celebrate. We will see you in 2023. And if you'd like to reach Tom over the holiday season, he is going to be around. 630-934-1855. You can always go to the website, alphawealthgroup.com, download some of his amazing information. And we'll be back next week as we kick off the new year. Well, not next week because it's Christmas and we're off, but the week after that, in 2 weeks, we'll be back and we will kick it off and visit with you for an hour. So happy 2023, everybody. Stay tuned for more on 720 WGN.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.